Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, what are we doing again? Sense. Sense of the 90s.
Sense of the 90s.
And why are we doing this? What does it come out of in the show again?
Well, because I was thinking about how we came up with this brilliant new, you know, product.
The Belbow
chapstick, and it stems from, you know, thinking about those scented lip smackers that came out in the 90s that everybody had, and having a younger sister, she had every single one known to man.
Right.
And
Did it come with the Impulse as well?
Oh, my gosh. So, okay, my other sister, she was obsessed with Vanilla Kisses by Impulse, which I think every girl had at the time. And even now, like, I make jokes about Vanilla Kisses by Impulse and women laugh because every woman had it. And, you know, I'm just going to quickly Google while we're talking about this. I'm going to see if Vanilla Kisses by Impulse is even around.
Were you a Lynx Africa sort of, was that around then?
It was. No, it wasn't around then, but it was around
there
a bit later.
There was definitely Lynx, though.
Lynx Africa I had when it was around, but before at that time, no. Okay, so I don't know that it is around. Is around still the Impulse Vanilla Kisses, but
oh, that's a shame. So what
it is?
You just
no, it is
naked armpits now, do you?
It was
au naturel.
It was released in 1995. It's a sweet gourmand, but anyway, that's
irrelevant. I think I was
irrelevant.
Using Brute. Do you remember that one?
Oh, Brute.
Mm. Yeah, it had a bit of antiperspiration in it, which I thought was quite neat at the time. But
I remember having an Adidas one. But I also remember at the time people used to call Adidas Adidas, and I still don't know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I don't even know who's –
is it Adidas
name?
Or is it Adidas? Bear with, I'll Google that.
Yeah.
I don't really know. But I remember there was a lot of argy-bargy.
I know that there's the Run DMC song, My Adidas. So I think maybe if you're from the US or, you know.
Oh, yes, of course.
If you're not shopping at Kmart maybe, then you call it Adidas. But if you're – people like us from Hobart, you call it Adidas. Adidas.
Here you go. I've done some Googling.
Yeah.
It's an abbreviation of the founder, Adolf Dassler, who began manufacturing shoes after World War I.
Right.
So there you go.
Okay.
Who knew?
Probably everyone listening to this.
Who knew that the people were coming to Fruity Alexia to learn things about sneakers? Well, here you are, people.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Now that you've said that, I do remember there was an ad and it said something about someone called Adi Dassler from the mind of Adi Dassler or something. So, yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
He started calling himself Adi rather than Adolf. Anyway, we don't need it's not that kind of podcast. Now, you've worked on perfume counters.
Sure have.
So if
in fact, you know what? I think that's an understatement for what I did.
Yeah.
I didn't work on perfume counters. I worked perfume counters.
And how do you – I mean, I don't really know the skills involved in working a perfume counter. So someone comes in and goes –
you are but a mere mortal, so I don't expect you to.
So, you know, I come in, I need a present for my cousin for his bachelor party. Okay. What do I get him?
Okay, weird, but sure. Yeah, okay.
Is that weird?
Well, that is a bit weird.
Well,
yeah, my cousin for his bachelor party.
I mean,
sure, but
it's Father's Day coming up, but I thought, no, let's avoid the you know, the cliche and go for something a bit left of center. So I went for the cousin's bachelor party.
You love throwing curveballs at me just to see if you can trip me up, but yeah. I will not falter because I was a very good perfume spritzer. So, okay, fine. So your cousin, he's got a bachelor party coming up.
Yep.
And you want to get him a gift.
Yeah, he's a very sweaty rugby player type.
Oh, I didn't expect to laugh so hard. I think I might have blown that in the microphone a bit. That was a bit intense. He's a very sweaty rugby player.
Yeah.
Can I have his number? I suppose is the first question.
Unfortunately, he's fictional in this scenario.
Damn it. Okay, so he's a very sweaty rugby player. Okay, cool. Well, I guess you ask him all sorts of questions, like you sort of say to them, you know, what does he do with his spare time? Is he athletic? Does he work out? You know, do you know if he has any other fragrances? Have you bought him any fragrances before? You know,
yeah,
that kind of a thing. Has he ever commented on a fragrance before? And you get a bit of an idea of who this person is. And then
I think he wears Impulse.
Vanilla Kisses by Impulse. Well, no wonder he's sweating then.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be a very sweaty rugby player if he wasn't wearing, if he was wearing proper deodorant. And then, you know, you recommend something fantastic. You recommend him a really great fragrance by, I don't know, Hugo Boss, Paco Rabanne, Jean-Paul Gaultier or Ralph Lauren, Chanel, Dior, something fantastic.
Yeah. And how do you deal with the people like me who would, say, have a job interview and just need to come in to get a, like a quick scent before they go on to do something for
literally
free?
People like you are the bane of the existence of fragrance consultants.
Really?
It is the most, yeah, it is so fucking annoying. And because, you know, you only get like a certain number of testers delivered with your stock. So people like you that would come in and take a spritz every day, take a spray every day, it's really, really annoying because your testers dwindle really quickly and you can't replace them. And if you're out of your tester, then you can't sell the fragrance. It's really hard to sell a fragrance without a tester. Oh. So people like you are actually so fucking annoying.
But it would just be, you know, once or twice a year, you know.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's all right. That's fine then.
It wasn't
that's
like every day before work, you know.
Yeah, you're allowed to do that. I'll accept it.
Yeah. And were you always into fragrances? Did you have any childhood favorites?
I don't know. Well, do you know what? I remember once as a child, actually. I love how this this particular mini-sode has like taken off into a different tangent entirely, but that's fine. I remember smelling my mum's perfume when I was maybe like maybe five, and I sprayed it in my eyes, and it was like a Paco. Yeah, it was like a Paco Rabanne or something. It was like a, you know, and I sprayed it in my eyes, and I remember it just stinging and screaming, and really, you know, it was awful. And so that's my first memory of perfume. But I do also remember going on the bus with my nan to town in Hobart. This is for people listening in around the country who are thinking, what kind of a town is this? That's actually what we call the city in Hobart is town.
You'd have to hop on a pig and saddle it up.
Saddle up your pig.
Yeah.
hitch a ride in the back of a milk truck.
Exactly,
I'd go to the go on the bus to town with my nan, and you'd go into Meyer, or as everybody in Hobart calls it, Myers. And in fact, probably all around the country, people can't say Meyer properly. I don't know why. It's so easy. But anyway, go to Meyer. And I used to think those women that worked in that cosmetics department were the most glamorous women that I'd ever seen. You know, they had hair. They were. They had really big hair, and they had big clip-on earrings and colored nails and bright lipstick with, like, you know, really intense lip liner, and they would all lean over the counter and they'd all stink of like Elizabeth Taylor white diamonds or Red Door or Chanel No. 5. And they, you know, they're all very glamorous, you know, fabulous women. And they may as well have been, you know, a shop floor full of Jane Fonda and Elizabeth Taylor and Joan Collins, as far as I was concerned, you know, Princess Caroline and Princess Stephanie of Monaco, because they were just so fabulous and glamorous as far as I was concerned. So I did love it. There was a bit of mystery and a bit of glamour going to the perfume department at Meyer in Hobart. So I think I did always love fragrance. And also, you know, I mean, it's such a sensory experience. It can totally transport you.
When you were talking about going to Meyer as a child, then I just thought how bored I used to get. I used to hate going shopping, and, you know, I still do in a way. So what I'd do to entertain myself was I'd try and get the wigs off all the dummies. And a very effective way was to sort of punch them. So I'd sort of go around punching all the mannequins' legs because I wasn't tall enough to get any higher up to until the wigs would fall off.
Stupid.
didn't really love anything, any sense as a child, but there were actually some that would set me right off. Like, I'd get really annoyed if my parents were cooking anything and I could smell Parmesan cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, like it would drive me absolutely crazy. I don't know why.
That's random.
Yeah, and anything with fish as well, like just couldn't do it. And I think we went to this place. The worst smell I ever smelled was this museum in the UK, because I went to visit my grandparents in about 1991. And we went to this Viking museum, and it had like this ride where you could – it was like a little, you know, trolley sort of thing that you hopped in and mm-hmm. it sort of
took you around. Oh, you're like a toboggan thing.
Yeah, sort of. Or it was like on a rail and it took you around the exhibition so you could see what things used to be like back in Viking times.
In the Viking times, yeah.
And it was in like smell-o-vision, so they'd be pumping all these smells of what it smelt like to be a Viking. I just remember getting so upset by the whole experience. So I think I was very anti anything, any sense. Growing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I loved going to church on Sunday and smelling church. That was like a combination of like...
What does a church smell like? Wee and empty beer bottles?
No.
Oh, inside you mean.
Okay. No. Like a dusty... Well, you haven't been to church for a long time. I mean, if you stepped into a church, the stained glass windows would probably blow out and the earth would shake.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
But no, you go in and like, you know, the dusty old books, you know, the old Australian hymn book and the old Australian prayer book, which I think actually is bizarrely right here next to me, strangely enough, as I reach for it. I don't know why it is next to me at my desk, but it actually is.
Have you been sinning recently?
Listen. That is another minisode all into itself. But, yeah, I love the smell of, like, old books in church. And, you know, you always have, like, incense in church and there's always a smell, you know. And then after church, you know, you get to go and have hot scones and milky tea and, you know, all the ladies have made, you know, eggless brownies or Dayton walnut loaf or whatever.
Really?
And it's all warm and it's, yeah, spread with butter and it smells really warm and yummy. And
no one told me this about church, otherwise I might have been
going.
About
church. Is the tea afterwards?
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, so there you go. You've missed out.
Yeah, I have clearly. Yeah.
People are going to be listening to this minisode like, what the fuck have I tuned into?
I know, I know. Just for context, I don't think either of us have had that much sleep.
No, yeah, that is actually fair. That's really fair.
Yeah.
We've both been up for way, way too long.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about lip smackers or anything.
Oh, is that what we were talking about?
We were just going to talk about the smells of lip smackers or smells of like not the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
And I had some really good points that I thought people listening would really get a kick out of.
Here I was wrapping us up and you've got some scratch and sniff notes.
I do. And do you know what? Funny you should say that. Yeah. Scratch and sniff is one of them.
There you go.
You remember scratch and sniff stickers and stuff, how great they were. I fucking love them. And I love those Crayola scent textures that would smell like, they smell like different things. And I also love just a general Crayola texture. You know, it's got that weird kind of plasticky smell. I don't know what that says about me.
It's things like this where I think, you know, we've been to the moon, whatever. How do you get a sticker to only smell when you scratch it? Like, that boggles my mind.
You know, I reckon it's probably been discovered in NASA or something. It probably has. All these brilliant things. It's like the microwave. Didn't that come from NASA? I mean, there's probably all this brilliant stuff that comes from, like, you know, all this amazing space exploration. And maybe scented textures and scented scratch and sniff stickers are two other things.
So what you're saying is they brought them back from the moon? Is that what you mean?
Possibly. Yeah, right.
There was this other smell and this something that came with toys that I was getting as a child, like Ghostbusters and stuff, was like, it was called like ectoplasm or like putty. And it all like had this gack. Really, yeah. And it had this really like plasticky, artificial smell that I quite enjoyed.
I love that smell. It's more like plasticky, kind of chemically, kind of gluey almost.
Yeah, exactly. And even after you'd taken the substance out, you could still smell like the little plastic packet.
The container.
It was great fun.
See, I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
But you know, I'll tell you the genius idea of like gack or like silly putty or whatever it's called wherever you are, you know, and whatever it's called wherever you are, is it's a fun idea. Oh, look, it's a cute, weird, non-Newtonian,
fluid
liquid thing.
Yeah.
How fun! But then one play and the whole thing is covered in lint and dirt and it's got to be binned. I mean, that's so fucked. Like, what a fucking letdown. But it's also genius because you have to keep replacing them, really.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. It was so much fun. You could roll it in a ball. You could stretch it.
Throw it in the ceiling.
You could, yeah. Had about up to four uses.
God, that's such a versatile toy.
Yeah. And meanwhile, someone's on a yacht somewhere laughing their head off. Oh, dear. We need to come up with a good idea like this. Oh, Bellbows.
Bellbows. I told you we have.
Yeah.
And on the topic of that, you know what? We should actually ask people to let us know in like our DMs or in comments on Instagram or in emails or whatever. Mm. Let us know what scents you think our Bellbows should come in, because obviously we can't have an unscented chapstick for the elbow. We can't have an unscented Bellbow.
No.
We've got to have a scented Bellbow. So is it watermelon? Is it lemonade? Is it Coca-Cola? Ooh. Well, not Coca-Cola, but cola, let's just say.
I'd love to have lemonade scented elbows.
Me too. But I'm worried now, just the fact that I mentioned Coca-Cola, I feel like maybe somebody's going to call us and ask me to pay for mentioning them on the podcast.
I mean, I think actually they should be paying us for the mention, you know.
So do I. And you know what? Maybe Coca-Cola can sponsor us and then maybe we will do a Coca-Cola branded, collab, sponsored Bellbow.
I can just see it now. Like, you know, the big poster in Sydney, King's Cross, the Coke sign, and then the big billboard next to it. It can be both of us with our, you know, posing with our elbows in shot, you know.
I mean, I don't even think this is a bad idea. I think this is actually genius. This is marketing at work, live on air here, people. This is genius stuff.
So, Coca-Cola, if you're listening.
Or if you're listening and you know people at Coca-Cola, feel free to flick them this minisode.
Yeah.
Use the share function on Spotify or iTunes and make sure you let them know how great we are and that we need their backing. And if you want to see us on the big billboard in King's Cross.
Yeah, get on it.
If you want to see us light up King's Cross, unlike any other way in the past, but we may have lit up King's Cross.
Yeah. And get on it soon because, you know, I've got Dr. Pepper in my Teledex. Actually, I'm due for a checkup.
We've been away for too long. This is insane. We should probably finish this mini-sode and go and do a real episode.
Yeah. So what's our Instagram again? At Fruity.
At Fruity Alexia Podcast.
Yeah, and I think we're trying to start the hashtag FAP. I don't think anyone else uses FAP, do they? F-A-P?
Oh, hashtag FAP. Get on it.
There's also a link in the description of this podcast so you can, you know, flick us a little donation to, you know, keep us in the money.
Yeah, until Coca-Cola come through with the goods.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, until they do. Yeah. I'm going to let you sign off on this one.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening to this hot mess of a minisode about Sense of the 90s, of which we covered none. So,
Blu-tack.
Blue Tack. Oh, yeah, Blue Tack. I love the smell of Blue Tack.
I've got some here.
So, I guess we will talk to you later, or not talk to you because we don't talk to you. It's not a radio show. I guess we will record an episode and we'll speak to you, I don't know, whatever, in the future. There you go. How's that?
Brilliant. Loved it. Bye, everybody.
How's that for a sign off? Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ha ha ha.